Last week, me and the women who run with the Moose, Celeste, Rita, Betty, Dot, and Shirley, got together for our girls' night. Betty was hosting. She was serving these little miniature cherry cheesecakes. You make them in a muffin tin with a vanilla wafer on the bottom. You ever tried them? Oh, they're wicked good. Dot had just been in for a physical, the whole lube oil and filter, as Shirley calls it. God, then they ask a lot of questions, Dot says. How much caffeine am I drinking? What am I doing to de-stress? How am I sleeping? How much do I poop and when? Did they ask you how often you and Tommy do the deed? Yep. What'd you tell her, Dottie? I tease. I said about average for a couple who's been together nearly 50 years. New Year's Eve, Tommy's birthday, 4th of July, and Veterans Day. Not Arbor Day? Nope, easier to plant a tree. Rita chimes in. Know what question I hate? Date of your last period. I know, I say. How am I supposed to remember that?
Don't they have that in their files someplace?
You know, after a certain age, they should stop asking you that question. Should, I says, but they probably won't. We'll be checking into the memory unit down to Mahoosick Green. They'll still be asking us the date of our last period.
Right, and at that point, we'll be lucky if we remember our own names.
I know, Betty says, we should get senior tattoos. Date of our last period tattooed on our arm. Let me see, you say. Then you roll up the sleeve of your cardigan and voila, there it is.
Why stop there, Celeste says. Father's middle name. Shirley says, mother's maiden name. Last four digits of their social.
I know, Rita jumps in. I'll have that tattooed upside down on my tummy so only I can read it. Pin number?
Oh, I'm gonna need a mirror for that one, I says. Because it's written backwards on my butt.
Oh, God, what a great bunch of gals. God, do we laugh. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.